This is an oral history interview with Mr. Mervyn Kemp, recorded at Churton Lee Rest Home on September the 25th, 1995, recorded on a Sony ECM tape recorder using a Sony standard clip-on microphone. The interviewer is David Young. There's some bit of singing going on in the background for morning activities at the rest home, and we're now on side 13, but we're not going very far into side 13. We were just talking about you looking back on your life. You talked about if you'd had more fortune. If you'd had more fortune, what is it that you would have liked to have seen happen in your life?
I think I would have done travel as much as anything else. And I did travel a bit, mainly at the expense of the army.
Right.
And another trip to Europe, well after the war. It came just about the time of my retirement, and I was able to afford enough out of savings to do it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the same. Somehow.
You would like to have travelled when you were younger?
Hmm.
Yes.
But still, it was, it might have to be, and has to be.
Yes. And you're not a discontented person, are you?
No, not really.
Was there anything else you would like to have done?
I like to sing some of the things coming to closer fruition than did come with me.
Mm.
That's where I lacked the knowledge, complete knowledge anyway, of some things would have made the difference if I had a bit more knowledge. I think. But by and large, I had an interesting life.
You certainly did. And I think maybe, could it not be said that you are, when you say that your life could have been more, maybe you're discounting the effect that you had on the lives of the people you served for a long, long time.
Oh, probably a man more than years.
That you helped to create a thriving community with a lot of amenities. You know, there was a quality of life factor there that you were a part of.
Yes.
You helped to create.
It's funny you just say that because I have had that feeling quite often since I have been retired. Many people come up to me and whom I haven't known at all.
And they've said something like that, have they?
Yes, quite often.
Yes. Well, that must be a lovely thing.
It's certainly been reassuring to me, and makes me want to do more rather than less.
Right, yes. So you'd like to be still on the go?
Yeah. I've got a son-in-law who's fighting in that election to get on the Winnipeg City Council.
What's his name? Never mind, don't worry.
No,
I think we've got the name earlier on.
You have got it there, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
He's had quite a few years on the council,
yes.
The Tower Council, and whether he will win this one or not, I don't know.
But the spirit continues.
Apparently so, yes. Yeah.
I think we'll end it there, unless there's anything else you want to say.
No, I don't think so.